Hey, Darren Daily On Demand community, producer Mariana here. Today's episode is another excerpt from Darren's brand new training series, Win Superfans. If you missed it, we released the first portion of this all new training last week right here on the podcast. Now, Darren didn't want to leave you hanging, so we're releasing this next piece where Darren delves deeper into the 9 strategies to drive cult-like brand devotion no matter your business. Stay tuned at the end to hear how to get access to the resources you need to build these strategies into your business. All right, let's get to the episode.
Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
Welcome, everyone. We are here to help you build a business of significance and positive impact. Let's go back, okay? It's September 2012. The air is crackling with excitement and frenzied anticipation. Media reporters are buzzing around, their cameras flashing. They are hoping to capture this most unusual scene. Throngs of thousands are queued up on the sidewalk. Crowds of people wrapping around city blocks. Many have been lined up, not for hours, but for days. And the same scene is playing out in New York, Atlanta, Chicago, and San Francisco, and all around the globe, in Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Paris. A live wire of energy is rippling through the waiting crowd, supported by big wide smiles and animated chatter. When media journalists ask why are they all gathered together and why are they so happy, everyone has the same answer. The new iPhone 5 is being released. Apple is the embodiment of a cult brand, a company that has cultivated a passionately engaged and fiercely loyal customer base of superfans, a devout following who chooses Apple products exclusively. How do you explain this cult-like devotion? How did Apple become so fiercely beloved and popular? Is it their low prices? No. You will pay significantly more for an Apple product than a comparable device from another maker. Is it the quality of their products? No. Being an Apple fanboy myself, it pains me to say this, but competing makers offer higher quality products with more storage, longer battery life, and better overall performance for lower prices. Is it the reliability or their flawlessness of Apple products? No. Several Apple offerings have been buggy, especially the model just before this release, the Apple iPhone 4. People who bought the iPhone 4 reported a myriad of problems with it, including lackluster reception due to poor antenna design, limited search capabilities, reversed volume keys, an easy-to-scratch case, yellow discoloration on the screen, and a camera that worked sporadically at best. Yet, despite all this, those were the first to buy the iPhone 4 were also the ones lining up to buy the iPhone 5. Why this loyalty and devotion? Here's why. Apple doesn't just sell devices. Apple offers their customers something else, something more, something much more, something so compelling and irresistible that their customers overlook higher prices and even uneven performance. They offer self-esteem, identity, status, and more. Apple helps their customers fulfill essential human needs using the 9 strategies that I will teach you in building a cult brand. And of course, Apple is not the only one using cult-building strategies to spark religious-like follower devotion. The strategies that you will gain can be used in every industry and selling to every type of buyer group. And it is not a tech or an e-commerce or an online-driven phenomenon. Harley-Davidson is a cult brand, and they make motorcycles. IKEA is a cult brand, and they make cheap furniture. John Deere is a cult brand, and they make lawnmowers. Tesla is a cult brand and they make cars. Taylor Swift is a cult brand and she makes music. Starbucks is a cult brand and they make a commodity, coffee. Stanley is a cult brand and they make ridiculously large tumblers. Trader Joe's is a cult brand and they're a grocery store with ridiculous items. You get the idea. There are product cult brands, like mentioned, as well as service cult brands like the Geek Squad or Uber or Airbnb and Netflix. There are consumer cult brands, like I mentioned, as well as B2B cult brands like Salesforce and Slack and Adobe and Shopify and Zoom, etc. There are for-profit brands, like mentioned, as well as nonprofit cult brands like the Sierra Club, TED, Wikimedia, Charity Water, Greenpeace, and PETA. The industry, the business type or model, and who you sell to doesn't matter. If you are a human selling to other humans, you can use these 9 strategies to trigger cult-like devotion and build a passionately engaged and fiercely loyal customer base of superfans to grow a wildly profitable and high-impact business. Renee Inman, who does small business consulting, reported, "Darren's strategies have completely altered the way I see my business. We experienced a complete transformation. The strategies I learned resulted in multiple seven-figure increases in revenue." Or Dave Gallegos, a VP for a mortgage company, reported, $4 million was added to my revenue because of this." It's important to understand that cult brands aren't born. They're made. It's a process. It's intentional. It's strategic. It doesn't matter where you are now. All cult brands started from nothing. They started from obscurity. Steve Jobs with his buddy Woz started in his father's garage. They started by just building computers for their nerdy buddies. The first year that Harley Davidson was in business, they sold 3 motorcycles. John Deere started with a single steel plow in Illinois. Whole Foods began with nothing more than the enthusiasm of 4 Texans. Taylor Swift started singing for free in cafes. Dietrich Mateschitz founded Red Bull in 1984. It took 3 years to sell one can, 10 years to expand outside of Austria, and 12 years to finally be a startup in the United States. And look, lots of companies have humble beginnings, yet still few make the journey to greatness. I've reported on and profiled the most iconic cult brand leaders and their organizations for 30 plus years. Because I had a platform that would bolster their positive image via my television, print magazine, speakers bureau, or book publishing platform, they let me in to study their playbooks, to meet with their strategy teams and investigate their methodologies. I got unprecedented access to study the greatest cult brands of our lifetime. What I discovered was incredible. There are 9 specific strategies that each of these cult brand builders use to psychologically trigger and drive their follower devotion. These are the strategies and practices that bring businesses and brands from obscurity to the most profitable spot in the world, embedded into the mind, heart, and soul of their customer following. Those that use these 9 strategies to build their customer cult following become the high-value option within their industry and the standard by which all their competitors become judged against. Because of this, cult brands tend to command premium prices, which has an obvious positive impact on profitability. Cult brands attract new customers at a higher rate than their competitors and keep those customers for a longer period of time, which gives them a significant growth and sustainability advantage. Customers of cult brands tend to buy more and more frequently and enthusiastically recommend the brand to their family and friends, which obviously allows you to all but eliminate external marketing costs. And cult brands are the products or services customers buy automatically. In many cases, they are not only the default option, they are the only option in the minds of their customers. Cult brands command such fanatical loyalty that when, for whatever reason, they're not available, a customer will wait rather than switch to another brand. This makes cult brands recession, inflation, and competition resistant. And cult brands have staying power. Do you remember Beanie Babies, Cabbage Patch Dolls, or Tickle Me Elmo? How about Mood Rings, or Mortal Kombat, or Furries, or America Online? You see, fads are short-lived bursts of extreme consumer enthusiasm, generally for a specific product or product line. Fads have short lifespans, ranging from a few weeks to a handful of years. Cult brands enjoy sustained extreme consumer enthusiasm. This enthusiasm is not tied to a specific product or product line, but instead tends to extend to the entire organization, including their iconography and messaging. The appeal of cult brands endures. Many cult brands have been in existence for more than 40 years. And you don't have to be a startup to build a cult brand. You, at any point, can learn these 9 strategies and radically turn around and accelerate your growth trajectory. Harley Davidson is a great example. If you're not a biker, you might think that Harley has always been a cult brand and a major player in the heavyweight motorcycle industry, and that they've always had this sterling reputation that they enjoy today. But nothing could be further from the truth. In the 1960s, it was a tumultuous time for America and a terrible time for Harley Davidson. There was a veritable flood of Japanese motorcycles entering the marketplace, featuring low prices and superior quality. At the exact same time, Harley Motors, as a result of cost-cutting source decision, were becoming notorious for their poor performance and unreliability. This was not a sustainable situation. Harley Davidson was headed for the great big junkyard in the sky. But luckily for bikers everywhere, a small group of devout believers were willing to step up to try to save the company that they loved. CEO Von Beals, joined by a dozen of his colleagues, went all in to save Harley Davidson. Their $80 million leveraged buyout was a bold move and a huge gamble. Would they be able to make the changes the brand had to make in order to recover the customer enthusiasm that had been lost? Well, you know the answer to the question. Today, Harley-Davidson is the dominant player in heavyweight motorcycle industry at large. They went from fading into obscurity at the beginning of the 1980s to controlling more than half the domestic marketplace and a third of the global marketplace, growing to a valuation of over $12 billion only a decade later. Not a bad turnaround from $80 million as an investment to $12 billion valuation. But you ask, how? How did Harley-Davidson's leadership team create this turnaround? Well, they stopped selling motorcycles and started selling an identity, a human need, something central to all human beings, especially as a cultural identity of an American-made manufacturer of open road vehicles. They started selling freedom and autonomy, and with it, a community of brotherhood. This is when the HOG superfan community was born. They followed the 9 strategies of cult brand building. I'll highlight the 9 strategies here for you. The 9 strategies fit into this framework and spell out the word superfans. So the first S is for self. This is about appealing to people's need to self-identify. Cult brands help you stand out, to be different, and to signal your specialness. Apple products are really just a status symbol, encased in glass and aluminum alloy. You ride a Harley, not for the bike, but for the loud and unique roar the bike makes. A guttural scream to the world that you're a rebel badass, even when your day job is an accountant or a dentist. There is zero reason to choose a Yeti or a Stanley Cup over other tumblers, and absolutely no self-respecting reason to ever wear plastic Crocs, except to go along with an identity others have deemed, for whatever reason, cool, special, and unique. I can show you how to find the core identity drivers of your ideal customer following and then how to trigger them. Next is U for United Purpose. This is the mission or cause that you share with your customer following. Tesla doesn't just sell electric vehicles. They sell a vision of a sustainable future and a status symbol that allows you to signal to the world, "I've arrived," without saying a word. Customers of Patagonia are not just buying products, they're participating in a movement, contributing to a cause that they believe in, and the little label on your puffer vest that signals your goodness to others. Dove, a soap manufacturer, has differentiated itself in the crowded industry by championing self-esteem among women of all shapes, sizes, and ethnicities. I can help you find the right shared purpose that will resonate best and position you as the white knight to your ideal customer following, creating a magnet that draws them to you instead of you having to chase prospects ever again. Next is P for principles. This is your doctrine, your core messaging, where you define your belief systems that resonate with your ideal customers and inspire their evangelism. This is where Apple's Think Different doctrine transforms them from an electric device maker into a concept, into an idea, a philosophy, and an ideal to live up to. Think of the ethos that Nike was built with, just do it, and all that inspired their cult-like following, and how Red Bull Gives You Wings turned a soda into a lifestyle statement. Get these 3 right, and you will bind the hearts of your target customers to your business and your brand. I have a process, along with the right AI prompts, that will help you craft the compelling doctrine and core messaging that will inspire the spirit of those in your target customer group. Next is E for enroll. This is where you nurture, love bomb, and build the emotional connective tissue with your customer following. Peloton does this through live classes, making members feel seen and valued. Oprah is the GOAT of using surprise love bombing and keeping her fans on their toes with her favorite things. And this is one of Taylor Swift's go-to strategies, being known for her exceptional engagement with fans, from personalized gifts to letters to surprise visits, wowing her superfans and making them wildly devoted to her. In my advanced training, I will show you several examples of exactly how many cult brands do this, which will give you tons of ideas and practical applications on how you, too, can wow your customers in ways that will have them love you back with religious-like fervor. Now, R is for rituals. These allow your tribe members to express and reaffirm their shared values, belief systems, and collective identity. CrossFit has their WODs, workouts for the day rituals, and the annual CrossFit Games, which create shared ritual experiences that reinforce and bind the community together. Howard Stern, Jimmy Buffett's parrot heads and the Bills Mafia and SoulCycle have all sorts of rituals that allow their superfans to reaffirm their shared values and collective identity. I can give you a list of all sorts of rituals to consider embedding into your relationship practices with your customer following. F is for foundations or secrets. This is how your brand looks, how it stands out, how it sounds, the special language or lingo, and how it feels using symbols, badges, and iconography. The brand Supreme, Taylor Swift, Trekkies, Beyonce, and the Kiss Army, and more all use secret messages and hidden meanings to engage their audience, creating a sense of intrigue and community among their superfans, who eagerly anticipate and love being the first to decode their messages. The Geek Squad utilizes a unique language and uniform, setting its members apart as tech experts creating a distinctive brand identity customers love to engage with. These are the inner secrets this cult brand uses, and I'll open up the playbooks to you to pick out which one you like to use for you. A is for assembly. This is bringing your followers together to interact, to encourage, and to support each other and build social ties. Harley Davidson organizes now famous rallies and events, fostering a sense of community and belonging among riders. Lululemon, Peloton, and Trekkie Starfleet conferences, RuPaul's DragCon, the TED Conference, Red Bull's X Games, the Salesforce Dreamforce, and the many ways that Taylor Swift brings her superfans together. All these cult brands assemble their superfans together to have shared experiences, exchange ideas, foster deep connections, all while reinforcing their love for the cult brand. N is for narrative. This is empowering your customer tribe with the story narrative to take to the outside world, to, you know, spread the good word. Patagonia helps customers advocate for the brand's environmental mission, sharing stories of the brand's activism, which further binds their love and commitment to the brand. Customers participate in Dove's Real Beauty campaign by sharing their personal stories and advocating for self-love and self-acceptance. Together, we can build a system that makes it simple and fun and easy for your super fans to evangelize on your behalf. And then S is for Summit. This is the tribe's hierarchy and ranking system, a status ladder to climb, and the rewards and recognition for that ascension. Salesforce, CrossFit, and Adobe offer certifications to allow users to gain status within the community. Peloton uses leaderboards and milestone achievements to recognize members, inspiring them to continue progress. This is where you can get embedded into people's lives and core identity if you learn to do this right, and I will show you how. The advanced training on how to position yourself and your brand and execute each of these 9 strategies to build your cult-like superfan following is taught at my business masterclass. This is where I can help you get results like Tom Gilman. When he first came to our business masterclass, his lab automation software company was valued at $2 million. After Tom applied the strategies that he learned at this masterclass, he grew to become the dominant player in his space, then sold his company to a Swedish life sciences tech firm for $165 million. From $2 million to $165 million. That's the kind of impact that I'm talking about here. Michael Soler, who owns a dog training business, reported, after BMC, we went from a company that was only making around $200,000 a year in annual income to $1.2 million out of only one location. That is a 6-time increase in results. He is now franchising his business, it's so successful, and building his own devout customer cult following. One of the greatest outcomes that you'll gain is clarity and certainty and confidence that you know exactly what to do now. And finally, we'll have all the resources, all the contacts, and the support to see it through. As Leon Brown, who runs a sports and family medicine practice, explained, before the business masterclass, I felt like I was wandering around in the dark without a plan. Now I have this incredible roadmap. The business masterclass is priceless. The ideas and tools that I've been given are life-changing. Now, before I extend an invitation to you to join us at this most important business masterclass that I have coming up, I have a half dozen rules that you need to abide by or you're not invited to join us, okay? Rule number one is you need to have a quality product or service, one that actually works and delivers on stated promises, one that has been proven that people want, people have bought, and they have seen positive results from it. This process is not about pushing gimmicks into the world. Rule number two, you have to have a genuine care about your followers. Most entrepreneurs, creators, and business leaders fall in love with the wrong thing. They fall in love with their product. This isn't about your passion or about your life purpose or how much you love your product. Customers and followers only care about themselves. It's their human needs that they are looking to satisfy, not yours. Or business leaders who fall in love with their industry or their profession, or with the game of building business, or with success and the financial rewards alone. All these biases make you short-sighted and ineffective as a customer congregation builder. If you truly want to be a positive influencer, one who builds and achieves a great mission, you instead need to fall in love with your customers. Now, you don't need to be in love with the customer, the actual people per se, because let's admit some of them are weird, whiny, and a pita, pain in the ass, but you do need to fall in love with their outcome, with their results, the impact and results that you can deliver for them and for their family and for their life. You see, most businesses put customers out in the stands so that they can cheer on the company or the brand. Just look at your social media feeds and what others are talking about. It's terrible. Instead, you want to put your customers on the field with you and your team cheering them on. Winning is seeing their results, not your sales results. Are you with me? Because when you focus on their results, your results come naturally. Just that shift of perspective and mindset will be a game changer for your team and business. And rule number three is you need to have strong values. You need to take a stand, have a firm point of view. It starts with you having a higher purpose, casting hope, and creating a greater vision for a better future for your tribe. This is taking on the role of a white knight in the lives of your customer community, the hero that your client community has been looking for, the one that they have been hoping, maybe even praying, would gallop into their life and save the day. This is when you activate the power of pull, where you get the market pursuing you versus you having to pursue the market. And rule number four is, you need to keep an open mind. This is a prerequisite for making this work. Much of what I will teach you, you will be surprised about and will be counterintuitive. And much of it will probably challenge what you have been taught or what is deemed best practices as believed by others. The reason why these cult brands have been so wildly successful by comparison to their competition is precisely because they do the opposite of what everybody else does and the opposite of what it is that you would expect. That's why it's imperative that you keep an open mind. Use the proprietary worksheets and tools that I will give you and commit to the process. And then there is rule number five. You need to commit to this process. Having worked with countless CEOs and their teams, I know there is a point when people are hit with self-doubt. They become fearful whether this will work or not. To me, staying stagnant, stuck, and not realizing your greater potential, that's what's scary to me. But hey, I get it. When you look to become an innovator, a status quo breaker, and step up to play a much bigger game, it can feel scary. But that's the thing about getting out of your comfort zone. It feels uncomfortable. But push on, lean into it, trust the process. Soon it will all start to crystallize for you and unimaginable results will start happening. And don't worry, I'll be by your side all along the way. And finally, that leads us to rule number six. You need to be bold. Everything that you learn is focused on one thing: to accentuate the bold and to be different. If you have zero intention of stepping up and standing out, no need to bother, this won't be for you. A quote often attributed to Henry Ford states, "If you keep doing the same thing, you'll always get the same results." It's hilarious how many leaders I hear cite this phrase, but their actions show anything but a divergence from what everybody else is doing. Being bold means zagging when others are zigging, communicating and connecting in ways that other businesses don't and won't. By definition, it means being different and stepping outside of what you might be used to doing. Ask yourself, is your current approach working to the level that you want? If the answer is no, and I imagine that is your answer, or you wouldn't be watching me now, then a new approach, a bolder approach, is the right path to take, right? Bold also means no half measures, or as my dad would say, if you're gonna do it, don't half-ass it. If you're gonna join us at the Business Masterclass, I insist that you play full out, that you go all in, that you get all that you can out of it. Make it a defining moment in your life, a defining inflection point in your success trajectory. When you are being interviewed by a national publication someday in the future, or on camera for your documentary, and they ask you, hey, what happened? What happened here, this elbow in your growth trajectory? What happened there to change your future so drastically? You'll be able to say, oh, there? Yeah, well, the Business Masterclass happened there. That is what changed everything for me, for my team, and the superfan customer community that loves us so much today. Okay, let me walk you through the enrollment process for our upcoming Business Masterclass. The Business Masterclass is 3 days, When I conduct training privately for organizations, my day rate, my one-day day rate is $125,000 a day. You're getting three jam-packed days. Just me all day, every day. No parade of speakers. Nobody else that you have to endure that you wouldn't pay to listen to. No Zoom yoga, no dancing, no meditations, no child regressions, no chanting, no chest beating, no fire walking or jumping up and down. Just you and me, live and interactive, nearly nose to nose, and 1,000 other global leaders streaming in, rolling up our sleeves together and going flat out for three intensive days. And because of our virtual event system, it allows me to deliver all of this to you for a lot less than $125,000 a day. You'll see how inexpensive it is for you to access this future-changing training on the enrollment page. In fact, here is how Sion put it. This experience was greater than I expected. I almost didn't enroll because I thought my money was going to be better spent in another area of our business. That would have been the biggest mistake of my business life. What we gained in ideas, strategies, and connections by only day one was worth three times the amount we paid. And this is also not a one and done event. The 3-day business masterclass experience is just the beginning of our advanced training and mentorship together. With your enrollment, you'll be gifted an annual access pass into the Hardy Club, the most valuable club in the world. This is where you will get ongoing support and guidance from me, from my team, and it'll be where you can continue to connect with the other 1,000 business leader attendees of your masterclass. Inside the club is also where you can find or build an accountability group, participate in live meetups hosted throughout the year, and you can continue to exchange ideas, exchange valuable contacts, and exchange resources. This is the high-level association base you've always been looking for. As soon as you get a seat into the Business Masterclass, you are now a member of one of the most illustrious business leader alumni groups in the world. Never again will you be at a loss to get connected to almost anyone that you want for the rest of your life. This is how significant those who are in the BMC alumni group are. Access into this relationship pool is worth the price of admission all by itself. That's not all, though. Two of the most exciting support tools that we have for you are, number one, our BMC AI integration portal. I have designed the exact AI prompt formulas that you need to execute on each of the 9 strategies that we will cover in the BMC curriculum. This also allows you to put in your particular business, your product or service, your target customer profile, and have AI immediately output every marketing communication, every ad copy, every creative, every video script, every blog content marketing, social media post, email sequence, and mobile marketing campaign automatically. Here's what Sarah Russell, CEO of Productions ND3, said. The BMC AI integration portal prompts have saved me so much time and added power to my business systems. The results are simply amazing. Or Dr. Timothy Oliver of Confident Wellness said, the BMC AI integration portal has been an absolute force multiplier and has let me easily 10x my personal productivity. This literally takes your learnings and immediately turns it into a done-for-you execution deliverable. This by itself would be incredibly valuable to you, regardless of your marketing, copywriting, media buying, direct response, SEO, or content marketing experience. You won't believe the power of the messaging and marketing that you can create and the results that it will deliver for you. Number two is our revolutionary HardyBot. This is an AI bot that we have trained up on every aspect of the complete BMC curriculum, along with hundreds of hours of private Q&A sessions that I have held where you can ask it any question now that you have related to your business enterprise, related to recruiting or building your team, related to any sales or marketing question that you've got from the BMC curriculum, and it will produce an answer as if it was coming directly from me, 24/7, 365. Carl Pinsenalt, the sales director at Walter.com, said, I love the HardyBot. It structures the ideas and answers in a way that helps me work out a plan step by step. This also includes your team building issues that you encounter, recruiting top talent, vetting the onboarding process, creating specialized training systems, motivation, and driving high performance on your team. All those questions can be accessed through the HardyBot. Day 3, by the way, is dedicated to helping you build your inner cult, your high-performance team. To build a cult devotion in your customer community are the first 2 days. You need to use those same strategies to build a passionately engaged and fiercely loyal internal team, which I will teach you on day 3. I walk you through the exact strategies that I have used to build, engage, and drive the excellent high performance of our A team. How less than 20 people produce the equivalent of a $400 million annual revenue enterprise. I'll show you exactly what I've done. Here's what Lyndall Lichten, the principal at loanmarket.com in Australia, learned. She said, my team doubled because I came back and committed to following the process Darren gave us when hiring someone. Now I have an extremely talented staff, which will exponentially grow my business even better. I now love going to work. None of this would have happened had I not attended BMC. Or Troy Berg, the CEO of Dane Manufacturing, said, I needed more A players to help take me where I wanted to go. Since these realizations at BMC, we have 3X'd three times, going from 1 million to 30 million. What you will learn can also save you money, as it did for Jeff Throckmorton, president and CEO of Harvest Tech, who reported, by what we learned at BMC, we've been able to reduce our team by 30%, grow our revenue, and our profitability has more than tripled. What you will learn on day 3 alone will change the potential of your success trajectory forever. Now, hear this important point. If you're ever going to become extremely successful at anything, in any industry, it is going to be because of your ability to develop an excellent team around you. And it is what will gain you back your sanity and freedom. As Marlisa Lockap, a dentist in New Jersey, reported, thanks to BMC, I can travel. We now have a clear system and empowering team leaders, allowing us to step away from the practice confidently and still have it thrive. By the end of day 3, you will also have that ability. By the way, all of this is backed by a personal guarantee. You don't have to take my word for it or trust that this is everything that I am telling you. If by the end of only the first day together, if you don't think you'll see a 3x return on the investment from what you have already learned only by day 1, you can excuse yourself from the session, send back your materials, and I will personally reimburse you 100% of your money. No hassle, no problem. Now, why would I do that? Knowing that I'm putting myself at risk on this, knowing that you could just take advantage of me. I do it because our core values are impact, growth, and excellence. And we are fanatical about delivering on them. I know that the strategies revealed in this business masterclass can produce life and business transforming results. I know that it can radically alter your future and the wealth of your family's fortune forever. But I also know you don't know this yet, and you won't know it until you experience the training for yourself. That is why I am providing you this audacious guarantee. With the over 500 growth strategies that I will divulge to you in this class, applying only one of them can result in profits far beyond your enrollment investment fee. Just like Lisa Chase, who runs a physical therapy clinic, reported, I increased my revenue by 125% in just 1 month by implementing just one thing that I learned from Darren. Lisa Good, who runs an IT support company, said something similar. One strategy immediately added $234,000 in annual income. And Stefan Chef Idol, who runs a coaching business, also said, we implemented one BMC strategy in our marketing approach that immediately resulted in multiple 6 figures in income within 30 days. Insane. That is how fast this can work for you as well. So the bet is safe for me, and it makes it safe entirely for you to decide to join us without hesitation. I'm the one that's assuming all the risk, so you have zero. It is as simple as this. You show up, you do the work, and your investment return is better than guaranteed. This backup of the guarantee is what helped Jay Irwin, CEO of CBST Adventures, have full comfort. He said, I was skeptical about the value that I'd receive, and quite honestly, I looked at the money-back guarantee as a possible out. However, upon the first half day, I felt I had gotten my money's worth and was powerfully energized to move forward. In the first year, we saw a 30x return on this investment. Look, I can't make it any simpler, easier, or safer for you. If that doesn't make this a no-brainer for you, then you're right. It probably isn't for you. I'm putting on this business masterclass for you. I already know all these strategies. I already have a passionately engaged and fiercely loyal superfan community of awesome high achievers and an incredibly committed and intensely connected A-team to support our community. For the first time, I'm now sharing the how-to strategies with you, if you're interested. Some aren't, and that's okay too. I'm looking for the bold, the daring, and ambitious. Those who want to use business as a force for good in this world. That is who I am doing this for. I do hope that's you, but that's up to you. If you're ready to join us, click the button below and complete your registration.
Hey, producer Mariana here. You heard Darren mention his business masterclass and to click below to register. Since this was originally a video training program, you won't have the button here on the podcast. So I wanted to tell you where to go to join us for our next business masterclass. Darren is also offering a $2,000 scholarship to anyone who joins us from Darren Daily on Demand as an appreciation gift. To access that special gift, go to winsuperfans.com/gift. That's winsuperfans.com/gift. Okay, let's get back to our training with Darren.
while the action takers are completing their registration. And during our remaining time together here, I will answer a few of the questions that came in from this video series in case these questions are keeping you from stepping forward. If not, just go get yourself enrolled, okay? Okay. So the first question here on my screen is, what if I'm just starting my business? Is this business masterclass for me? Yes, this will give you a huge advantage and save you tons of headache, heartache, and wallet ache by doing it right the first time. I wish I had these principles back when I was just starting out, how much further I would be and how much headache and heartache I would have avoided. Here's how David Maurer, the owner of GG Technologies, put it. I wanted to attend BMC for years. The investment held me back. I finally bit the bullet to attend. Now I'm kicking myself in the butt that I didn't do it before or sooner. The information is invaluable. It answered so many questions that I've had and struggled with for years. This has made a dramatic impact on my business future as well as the financial future of my family. One thing that you'll learn quickly about entrepreneurship, about growing a business, about leading change or creating a breakthrough is you are never ready. Entrepreneurship, leadership is about stepping forward before you're ready. Let me give you advice that a mentor gave me a long time ago. He said, invest in your future self, not your current self. Meaning, invest at the level of the business that you want to grow into, not at the level of the one you have now. That is how you build a bridge to that future reality. And let me speak to something here really quick. Know that it is okay if you are a little nervous. I have felt that way myself along my journey as well. And many of the alumni of our business masterclass felt like they would be a little out of their element before they came as well. They too thought maybe they or their business wasn't ready or that they or the business didn't qualify. But then they attended and realized that they were incredible contributors and they rose up to meet the level of the rest of the group. That is what you want. As an environment, mentorship, and the association group, you want the one that pulls you up. As Neil Ford, who leads an independent full-service insurance agency, said, the ideas Darren has given us generated millions in added revenue and doubled our business twice as fast as originally planned. And if you have a team already, be sure that you don't make this mistake, okay? This is Crystal Weaver, the director of HR for Provac. She said, there were so many good ideas packed into these 3 days that I wished I had pulled the trigger on my whole management team coming. I won't make that mistake next time. Get everybody important to your strategic growth with you at this next business masterclass. Here's another question. The timing's not good. The dates of the next masterclass are a busy time for my industry. Okay. You do get the recordings for a short period of time so that you can time shift to be sure that you can consume the content. And remember, this is about getting engaged and access into the year-long growth and support system that comes with your BMC seat. But I understand the assumption. I also once gave the I can't take time away from my business response to a mentor who was suggesting that I attend a week-long conference. He said to me, if you cannot be away from your business for a week without your team being dependent on you, that is evidence that you are not a leader. You are a laborer, not a leader. He said, this is the perfect opportunity to correct that, to go and learn how to be a better leader and to take away the crutch that you've given your team, clients, and company, because with it, they've learned to limp. And you can't win with a company that limps and one that is dependent on you to constantly prop them up. Well, that was the smack upside the head that I needed. I went, and guess what? The world didn't end. My company didn't fall apart. In fact, it was quite the opposite experience. Things miraculously happened. Problems took care of themselves. And most importantly, people stepped up. It's amazing how people will rise when you get off their back and how well they will run when you remove their crutch. Ray Cruz, a financial advisor in Chicago, almost made that same mistake. He said, I almost didn't show up. We've been very, very busy growing the firm. I'm glad that I did show up, though. I picked up 4 ideas for my business that'll be worth $500,000 or more in revenue, and that is after tripling our business since the first time I attended BMC. Look, there's never a perfect time, a time when there's nothing else going on. The only perfect time to go is as soon as freaking possible so that you can more quickly correct some of the errors in your ways and apply some of the strategies and systems that will accelerate your growth and sustainability. Every day that you don't, you lose money. Opportunity is like a rushing river passing you by. If you are not mining it while the river water is in front of you, it passes you by, never to be recaptured again. Alumni Tracy Rose, the owner of Ace Daytona Gymnastics in Ocala, Florida, confessed, I was hesitant to attend because I had a million reasons why I shouldn't. I was too busy. My customers needed me. It was the wrong time of the year. Darren doesn't understand me and my business, etc. Boy, was I wrong. Darren 100% understood me and the challenges that I was having. This experience has opened my mind up to all kinds of new possibilities and growth opportunities for my business. This masterclass was more than I ever hoped it would be. I suggest having massive urgency in making this your main priority. Clear your calendar. Move heaven and earth to reprioritize attending. It's the best thing you can do for your business, for your team, for your clients, for your family, and for your collective future. I promise you, mark my words here, the biggest regret you will have when we are done is wishing you had attended earlier or having known sooner what you then now know. You'll look back and realize all the mistakes that you could have avoided, all the time that you could have saved, how much further you'd be if you'd only known what you know now, and the life and lifestyle you could already be enjoying if you had. Those still on the fence, do not delay. Take action. Complete your registration now. I'll take one last question before closing out. I have mentors, coaches, and other mastermind groups I invest in that are in my industry. I feel I need to invest in further training offered to my industry specifically. What are your thoughts? So yeah, as you probably know, I have been the central curator for the success industry for more than 25 years. I've seen almost every type of seminar, workshop, mastermind, and coaching program that there is. I had to vet them before we allowed them into our publication. What I know for sure is if you just go to the conferences, read the books, or follow the experts of your industry, you will just be repeating what everybody else is doing in your industry. It's a syndrome that can lead you to be the blind leading the blind, and you end up doing what everybody else is already doing. It's also called, more bluntly, industry incest. And the outcome is the same. The spawn generation gets dumber and dumber. To become a game changer, to revolutionize your industry, to create a true breakthrough, you have to look outside your industry. Every industry that I disrupted, marketplace that I ascended to the top of, or business that I succeeded in, I did it by importing ideas and systems and strategies from outside the status quo of the industry. That's how you shake things up, bring that shock and awe needed to ascend to the top. This is how Lisa Cookson, a senior vice president at the Pentagon Federal Credit Union, put it. She said, after spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on training, Darren's BMC was far superior to any leadership training that I've attended for both personal and professional growth. Custom home builder Wayne Ezekiel put it this way. This is the most intense packed 3 days with usable strategies for creating wealth that I've ever attended in the past 30 years of business. The ROI is insane. I almost feel guilty. And there is nowhere else in the world where you will learn these 9 secret strategies to drive cult-like devotion from a superfan customer community. The only place that you can learn that is in this private environment of the Business Masterclass. You are getting essentially 35 years of my access and body of work compressed into 3 days. The exchange that you gain is incredible. If you are ready, complete your registration process.
Hey, producer Mariana here. Are you ready to revolutionize your business and build your own cult-like customer following? Remember, Darren is giving you a $2,000 scholarship off your seat price for being a beloved Darren Daily On Demand subscriber. To get your gift, go to winsuperfans.com/gift. That's winsuperfans.com/gift. I can't wait to see you there.